We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And now it's our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. San Francisco Mayor London Breed has a new plan for cracking down on crime in the Tenderloin. She is proposing legislation that would force liquor stores and corner shops to shut down between midnight and 5 a.m. So, Phil, what is the mayor saying about this plan, and have we done this before?
Well, we haven't done this before, but we've done just about everything else. She has assigned task force to the Tenderloin to cut down on the open drug sales. She's put police down there. She's put district attorneys down there. She's put help centers down there. She's put shelter spaces down there. But what we're seeing is that while it's cleaned up mostly during the day, at night, people still go down there and they congregate. And quite often they congregate in front of these various stores that stay open 24 hours, selling snacks, selling sodas, selling drug paraphernalia and tobacco. And she's saying it's like moths attracted to a light, and they just hang out there, and the neighbors don't like it. And so she says the neighbors want the lights turned off, and that's what she's doing. What she's doing is a combination of policing and politics. The policing here is to try to make it less and less attractive for the drugs to be sold and night activities like this to be going on in the Tenderloin. The politics, it's election year. She's got to do something visual. This is it.
What kind of support does she have for this? She needs approval by the Board of Supervisors, correct?
She does. To do it officially, she needs the approval of the Board of Supervisors. But this wasn't her idea. She's putting it out there. But it actually came from community meetings where people said this is what we consider a problem. It's not that it's going to stop drug dealing. It's not necessarily going to stop people from congregating, but it can get them off those corners. And it's what the neighborhood wants. And when the neighborhood wants something, Patty, it's tough for the Board of Supervisors to say no. As a matter of fact, the supervisor from that district has already proposed a ban on tobacco shops moving in there as a effort to thwart this sort of gatherings that go on between 12 and 5. I mean, you know, the saying says nothing good happens after midnight. After 2 a.m., really very few good things happen. And so there is the support there. That's if they go officially. Unofficially, they can make life miserable for these 20 or so stores. I mean, one city hall person was telling me, look, if for some reason there's challenged or this gets to be a problem, we can always send the building inspectors, the health inspectors, and every other inspector down there and do it the old-fashioned way, which is just sort of bug them until they close.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.